Thank you for calling customer service. This is Haley. How may I help you?
Hi, Haley. This is Robin Richens. I was just checking on my bank balance when I noticed these two charges. One of them for the number I called to reach you, it says it's from Complex Weight Control, $92.90. I never ordered this.
Okay, ma'am. So what I can go ahead and do for you is go ahead and get your zip code.
48328.
Okay. And you did say your first name was Robin?
Robin.
Okay. And can you verify your shipping address for me?
1300 Woodlow, W-O-O-D-L-O-W, one word. Mm-hmm. And that's in Waterford, Michigan, 48328.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I do see here you have our face cream and eye serum. Is that correct?
Yes, but it said nothing about weight control, and there's another one here for quick cleanse.
Yes, ma'am. So basically, those are other products that the company you bought these products do sell, and so... I do see here on March the 11th, you did sign up for a 14-day trial of that face cream and eye serum, which you only had to pay shipping and handling at first, which was $6.70 and $7.45.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. So it did state in the terms and conditions, if you didn't give us a call back within those 14 days, we would charge you for the full price of that product and put you on a reoccurring bill and shipment.
Well, that's not going to happen. So what are you going to do for me?
Yes, ma'am. So what I can do for you is I can go ahead and offer you a 35% discount on all future charges.
No, don't go any further with your sales report. This is not what I signed up for. I signed up for those two creams to try, and that's all. No ongoing payments, nothing. I want this taken off my checking account today.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand that. What I can do for you is I can go ahead and cancel your account.
Please do.
And give you that cancellation number. But I do apologize, but those 9180, hold on just 1 second.
9189.
Yes, ma'am.
And the other one is 9290.
Yes, ma'am. Those are valid charges.
You're going to take those off.
Well, ma'am, I do apologize, but it did state in terms and conditions that we would charge you for the full price of that product.
I'll send the product back, to be honest with you. I haven't even used it.
Well, ma'am, those products, they are all natural.
All right, honey, I know you've got your job to do. Let me speak to your supervisor.
Well,
we're
ma'am.
We're not going through this. Let me speak to your supervisor, please.
Well, ma'am, I am more than capable of handling this call. I did go ahead and get your account canceled, but my supervisor is just going to state the same exact thing that I stated to you, that they are valid, and it did state in the terms and conditions that you would have to pay this price for those products that you did receive in the mail.
Well, I'm sorry, but I didn't see any terms and conditions that told me all that when I ordered the face cream. That was not an obvious thing. It was not there. Pop up and tell me to read this. No, it did not, ma'am.
Okay, ma'am. So, do you remember checking the 18 or older box?
Yes.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So, it was in that box. And by checking that, it did state that you were 18 or older to buy these products and that you agreed to the terms and conditions.
Well, I'm sorry, but it didn't show me terms and conditions that was in any kind of size of a print that I could read on my phone. I'm telling you, I'm calling the bank. I'm stopping payment on those two charges. You will not get that money.
Okay, ma'am, so if you'll hold 1 second for me.
Cancel it. Yeah.
Okay, ma'am, so what I can do for you is I can offer you a 35% refund back to you on those two charges.
No, sorry, 100%.
Okay.
I'm an old woman. I'm on Social Security. I would never have signed up for that knowingly. Never.
Okay.
$200.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand that. but I can show you the website and we can look at it together, and it does state.
I don't care what the website says. I've changed my mind. How about that? Take it off.
Okay, ma'am.
I do have a lawyer. I do have a lawyer. And I will pay him the $200 to go after you. You take it off today.
Okay, ma'am. So I can offer you a 50% refund back to you on those two charges.
No. 100%.
Okay, ma'am. So if you'll hold one moment for me.
Go right ahead.
Okay, ma'am, so I did speak with my supervisor, and she did give me the okay to go ahead and offer you a 75% refund back to you on those charges.
100%. That's all.
Okay, ma'am, so you are fully
and
right.
And I'm leaving me. I will be on social media so fast telling everybody about this phone call and about this product and about this scam.
Okay,
that's
ma'am.
Exactly what it is. You're taking advantage of people.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I do apologize that you did not read the terms and conditions, but you are fully refunded. If you'll hold one moment, I can get you that cancellation number, okay?
Go ahead.
Okay, ma'am, so if you're ready for that cancellation number, I can go ahead and give that to you.
Go ahead.
C as in cat, 0, A as in apple, E as in Edward, 5, 7, 6, D as in dog, 8, C as in cat, 3.
3 was the last?
Yes, ma'am.
3, okay. Now you're taking that charge off my checking account, right? You're refunding that.
Correct. You should see it in 3 to 5 business days.
And that's both charges, right? I'm not calling another number, am I?
No, ma'am.
That's both the charges, 9290 and 9189.
Correct. You should receive an email stating that I did refund those.
Okay, great.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
It.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a wonderful day, ma'am.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.